This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, April 5th. God's word for you today is When Light Flows, Part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 5, verse 15, which says, Similarly, it will be silly to light a lamp and then hide it under a bowl. When someone lights a lamp, she puts it on a table or a desk or a chair, and the light illumines the entire house. My light flows when I call the things that be not as though they were. Secondly, my light flows when I engage in community. Thirdly, my light flows when I dare to take a stand. Matthew 5 verse 15 says, No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. Every light has a stand. You have a lamp stand from where your light is designed to flow. When you have the courage to take that stand, your light begins to flow. It actually takes courage. In the home, when you have the courage to take your stand as a parent, your light begins to flow. The challenge is that many parents do not want to take the stand of a parent because they want to be friends with their children. And the children are so smart, they know you want to be their friend. So they will poke with statements like, I will not be your friend again. And such parents actually begin to apologize to their child. So they do not take their stand as a parent, and as a result, their light diminishes as a parent. When you take your stand as a parent, you can give light to your children, and that is actually when you love your children. When you do not take your stand as a parent, you actually hate your children because you are destroying their destinies, because your light is not shining. So, God expects you to take the stand. You need to take the stand as a parent. You need to take your stand as a wife. Take your stand, take your place. Who is rubbing your husband's head when he comes back from work? Is that your job as a wife? Whose job is it? Should his head be rubbed? Try it and you will see that it should be. Take your stand. Who is rubbing your husband's back? If you do not provide the sausage, where will he get sausage from? The restaurant? Who is going to fry the sausage? It can make you uncomfortable, but it is the truth. You need to take your stand. Who is going to love your wife? The truth is that your wife is talking to someone. Believe me, if it is not you, then it is someone else. Who is your wife talking to? If you are not listening to her, she is talking to someone else and you are in big trouble. But today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will take your stand and you will let your light shine. In the marketplace, you need to take your stand. You need to take your stand as a business person. You need to take your stand in the office. Guess what? You need to take your stand in the place of prayer. Many people do not have spiritual clout. They do not have weight spiritually because they are not taking their stand. Your spiritual light is not shining because you are not taking your stand. You need to take your stand in prayer. You need to take your stand in fasting. When you have the courage to take your stand, your light will shine inevitably. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I arise and I take my stand in my home as a parent and as a spouse, in prayer, in my career, and I shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.